And we welcome to the program on Fridays, as we always do, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and Takeaway movie correspondent. Good morning, Rafer.
Good morning.
So what do you got for us this morning? We begin with Our Idiot Brother. It's a Paul Rudd comedy. Here's a clip.
Who's the man?
You are?
Who's the man, Ned?
Jesus. Me.
Yes. Say it. Who's the man?
Who's the man?
Who's the... No, say who... You, I'm the man.
You're the man.
You're the man.
I'm the man.
You're the man.
That's right.
Say it.
I'm the man.
Say it.
I'm the man.
Louder.
I'm the man.
Yes.
Sort of Show Me the Money meets Who's on First.
Right.
How does this work, Paul? Or Rafer, how does Paul Rudd
work? You can call me Paul.
Yeah.
It works really because of Paul Rudd. He's really, really wonderful in this film. The film itself, very light comedy, but Paul Rudd playing this kind of hippie ingenue who, you know, comes out of the boonies, lands on his sister's couches in New York, and upends their lives. It's a part, you know, usually he's in these kind of overgrown adolescent comedies. Here he's more of maybe a overgrown 5-year-old, and it's actually he really makes the character come to life, and he's really charming and really refreshing in the movie, I thought.
So you like this?
I did like it.
You
yeah.
actually like this. All right, so a thumbs up for Our Idiot Brother. Now, Columbiana is our next offering here, and this in my household, because my 13-year-old daughter Zoe is a big fan of Zoe Saldana.
Yes.
The question really here is, can she do it without the benefit of all the Avatar special effects that made her a huge hit in
right.
Avatar as
right.
as the sort of female. I forget, what was her name in Avatar?
I can't remember her name.
It's our movie trivia question for the day.
Right.
Columbiana, what do you think?
You know, this is from Luc Besson, the French producer, filmmaker, who I love. And it's usually he's the Eurotrash seal of appeal, of approval on these movies. Taken, Transporter,
right.
Femme Nikita. Zoe Saldana looks really good. She looks great in a cat suit. She's believable as this kind of lithe, wiry assassin. But the movie itself, pretty clunky. A lot of very stereotypical, sweaty Latino villains in it, which the film has come under some fire for. Mostly, I just thought it fell kind of flat. And it's very repetitive, not that imaginative. I was disappointed because I like a good junky action movie. And this one didn't do it for me.
So is it a little bit like sort of overthought, taking itself too seriously, like the later Matrix movies?
No, it doesn't think hard enough. In fact,
really?
In fact, throughout the film, I kept thinking, how many air shafts is she going to enter and exit in this film? Every time she's in a tight spot, she leans down and starts unscrewing the two screws in the air shaft. And I just thought, again? It's just there's not that much going on in the film.
You know, I sometimes feel like I need an air shaft in
the
studio.
You know, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, exactly. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark is the other movie. Here's a clip.
Are you sure you want to do this now?
Of course. Are you kidding? We can fix this easy if we have to. You may want to step back. Mr. Hirsch, I... There's a door in here.
There's a remake here.
Yeah,
it's a 1973 TV movie, right?
Yes, which has a real cult following for being kind of a cheapy film, but very effective. And this gets the Guillermo del Toro treatment. I thought it was a really fun, like, shuddery, gothic chiller, and I really enjoyed it. Katie Holmes is in it.
Oh, wow.
She's the most recognizable name, but really the star is the little girl in the film who's being terrorized by gremlins, and I thought it was a lot of fun.
And Guillermo makes this really work.
Yeah, he's the producer, not the director,
right.
But it's got his touch all over it.
Columbiana, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, Our Idiot Brother. Thumbs up on Our Idiot Brother, and Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. Columbiana, not so much.
Rafer
Guzman, thanks so much. Film critic for Newsday and Takeaway movie correspondent. Try to stay dry this weekend, won't you?
I'll do my best.
Irene is going to make it a good movie weekend.
Yeah, that's right.